Capital. Visitors to Prague generally leave with the impression that this is a truly beautiful city, but it does not escape their notice that there is quite a lot of litter lying around. The city hall has now put its foot down, introducing steep fines intended to do away with littering. Rosie Johnson has the story.
Walking along a Prague street such as this one in the rather smart neighbourhood of Vinohrady can often be a perilous task. There's a lot of dog dirt to navigate one's way around, and then there's the litter. Old food packaging, sticky patches of chewing gum, and cigarette ends, all to be watched out for. But, at least in theory, all that's about to change, with Prague Town Hall taking a tough new stance against littering in the capital. As of the 1st of June, those caught spitting out gum, dropping cigarette ends, not cleaning up their dog's mess, and even feeding the pigeons will face a fine of up to 30,000 crowns, which is around $1,850. Police in the capital will be given powers to stop and fine litterers. Those caught will either be given on-the-spot fines of up to 1,000 crowns or sent to the authorities, where they'll have to pay more. Prague's new tough stance towards litter will affect both those caught vomiting and urinating in public and those who leave soap suds all over the street after washing their car. Councillors say they took their no-tolerance template from other Western European cities, where, they say, a system of fining litterbugs has been proven to work well. Czech towns, which have already implemented such a penalty system for littering, say that it too has been a success. Councillors from Karvina in the northeast of the country have said that fining litterers was by no means a popular move when it was first implemented 5 years ago, but they say the scheme has worked wonders and the town has cleaned up its act considerably. Similarly in Prague, it doesn't look like the new litter ban will receive a warm welcome from absolutely everyone. One newspaper took the chance to compare the ban to other ridiculous laws, which it said interfere with people's lives to an absurd degree. We'll see if this litter campaign will curry favour with Czechs, impressed by the increased cleanliness of their streets, or whether in time some of the sheen of this new decree, not to mention Prague's streets, will fade.
Rosie Johnson, thanks.